It is Tuesday, March 13th, 2018, and you are listening to I Am Orlandis, the podcast featuring your host, Orlandis Dawson. This is the traffic version of the podcast. You may hear cars rolling by. You may hear horns. You might hear road rage. Who knows what you're going to hear? Right now, I'm stuck in the middle of traffic. I have a flat tire. My Audi that I love, one of my favorite cars of all time to drive, it's an Audi S4, has special rims, which requires a special unlock key, which I have, but I don't know where it is. So needless to say, instead of changing my flat, which takes me about 3 minutes, like a race car driver, like a pit crew, 2 to 3 minutes, I have to sit on the side of the road and wait for roadside assistance. Pretty embarrassing. When they get here, I say, you know what? I have a flat, buddy. The guy's going to look at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? Anyway, here I am. We're doing a podcast in the middle of the day, in the middle of traffic, with a flat on the side of the road, and we're going to talk about O.J. Simpson. I don't know how many of you watched the special on Fox featuring O.J. Simpson's interview. And hypothetical, and I say that with the quotation symbol, hypothetical confession, which is actually what it was a confession, but hypothetical, if he did it, what he would have done type of interview. Now, this interview happened in 06. The family of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman didn't want to air it, but for some reason, I think because they wanted closure and they wanted people to stop asking questions and people to just be sure, they actually okayed it and actually wanted it to get aired so the American public could see this interview. Now, before I go into the interview and my what I took out of it and what I think about it, I'm going to do just a backdrop on the actual incident that happened. I mean, for those who lived under the rock, lived under a rock or lived on another planet for the last 20 years and don't know about the O.J. Simpson case where he was accused of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Now, if you remember the case, it was a very sensational case. It was on the telly. And, I mean, in its entirety, one of the first cases of its kind to be on the television in its entirety. The O.J. Simpson, who's a millionaire, multimillionaire, assembled a dream team of the best lawyers in the country. And he was going up against one of the best prosecution teams in the country. However, police department that was collecting evidence, the LAPD at the time, was one of the most notorious and heavily scrutinized and heavily distrusted police organizations at that time in the country. Probably one of the most, I don't even know the word to use to describe the LAPD at that time, but this is a time when the LAPD had the Rampart anti-gang unit that turned out to be a unit of drug dealers who actually took side money, who actually dealt drugs, who actually murdered people. I mean, it was just, and this was a time also when Rodney King was beaten and shown on live TV, and it was a very merciless beating. The reaction from the officers that beat him were racist. I mean, it was just, and they were acquitted. So this was a time when the entire country was divided by the racial lines, black and white, you know, divided by cop and civilian. And it was just a really bad time, kind of like it is now. I mean, I don't think that in these 20 years that this has happened, that we've gotten better as a nation. I mean, we still have the same exact issues that we had 20 years ago. But this happened. Simpson was accused. There was a huge trial put on. And at the end of the day, he was acquitted. Now, the cops, the police, the LAPD collected a mountain of evidence on him, including his blood, which was on the scene. His blood was, which there was a bloody glove on the scene, which had his blood in it. According to the LAPD, there was blood found at the crime scene on the fence. There was blood found at his house. I mean, they had overwhelming evidence. And then, of course, the infamous Bronco chase, where instead of turning himself in, OJ was in the back of the Bronco and was threatened to end his own life, and before finally giving in and turning himself in. Now, if you didn't watch the trial, and I would tell you, I was young. There goes another one of my messages. Check it on me. I'm okay. I was young, but I was very interested. At the time, I thought I wanted to go to law school. I wanted to become an attorney. And I was very interested in this case. I wanted to see how, A, the defense attorney defended someone who had overwhelming evidence against him, and then, B, how the prosecution carried out its case and the process. But this case was unlike any other. I mean, the defense was ruthless, and he really did have the best team of lawyers in the country. But what they did was uncover some of the things that the LAPD was notorious for, that they were known for, and that was planting evidence. And there were very many cases in this case where evidence was found on this property, but it was very questionable of how it got there. For instance, there was a bit of blood found on his property 2 weeks after the murders. Now, during that time, blood was taken from Mr. Simpson while he was in custody of the police officers. And the detective who collected the blood took the vial of blood with him and went to OJ's house where they were investigating, went to various locations with this vial of blood before turning it into the lab. Now, that may be normal. That may be something that's not, you know, if the lab is, of course, the lab's probably across town and he probably had some errands or whatever. But here's the deal. When he turned the blood in, there was a bit missing from what was collected. And the lawyers proved that he went to the residence and later on blood was found at the residence. He had blood on him. And blood was missing from the vial of blood that he had. So, I mean, there were very many instances like this. I remember the case, and I remember thinking, wow, maybe he's not guilty. Maybe with all this overwhelming evidence, maybe it's planted. Maybe it's all planted. If some of it's planted, maybe all of it's planted. Anyway, so needless to say, and then there was the glove, the smoking gun, the glove that he tried on, the bloody glove that was found at the crime scene that prosecutors said had Nicole Brown Simpson's blood, Ron Goldman's blood, and OJ's blood in it. He tried it on. It didn't fit exactly. Not well enough to hold a knife. This was a turning point in the entire case. This, among many other things, but I think this was a smoking gun that led the jury to believe that he was innocent of this crime. So, very short deliberation. I believe it was 2 hours, which a case of this magnitude is very unlikely for a jury to deliberate, to be so quick. Came back with a not guilty verdict. OJ got off. Black people everywhere, or African Americans, rejoiced. We were happy. I was happy. I remember, I'll speak for myself. I was happy. I was happy he was found innocent. I was happy that he was innocent and that the cops were, the LAPD was exposed yet again for their corruptness, because they were very corrupt. They were a very corrupt organization back in the 80s and early 90s. So it was like, finally, we got you. We got you, LAPD. We got you trying to plant evidence. We caught you. Problem is, they were planting evidence on a guilty man. They were planting evidence on someone they didn't have to plant evidence on. Now we know. You know, if you watch the special where OJ pretends to hypothetically speak about how he would have murdered Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. But as you listen to him, you realize that he is telling you exactly what happened. And I think he forgets that it's supposed to be hypothetical because he starts referring to the murderer in first person as I. I saw them. I saw Ron come up. I was upset. I knocked Nicole Brown Simpson down. I hit her with the knife, with the blunt end of the knife. She was on the ground. Ron Goldman took a karate stance, and I said, what are you going to do, kick my ass? And then I stabbed him. That's not hypothetical, y'all. This man committed a brutal act of murdering two people in cold blood because he was a jealous ex-husband. And unfortunately, the police department that investigated this case was so corrupt that they planted evidence on a guilty man, which allowed him to get away, which allowed him to find a way out of being convicted of the crime. They planted evidence when they didn't have to. The corrupt LAPD, they were corrupt at the time. Now, it's been years since the LAPD had this reputation, you know, and so this was, but this is a crime. There are many parts to this crime, and there are many criminals who are guilty of this crime. OJ, guilty. He is guilty of murdering two people in cold blood. He should still be in, he should be in prison for life, if not. You know, I don't know if California had the death penalty at the time. If they did, then he should have been sentenced. But he should have at least been sentenced to life in prison. And the LAPD messed it up. The corrupt investigation, the very sloppy investigation, the very many things that they did collecting DNA evidence that, you know, officers who go to freaking police academy learn not to do. They did all these things, textbook mess ups, textbooks planting evidence from corrupt officers. And they allowed a murderer to get away. People blame OJ. People say OJ is a monster. And I agree, he is. But I think we should take this as a teachable moment to where when you see a corrupt organization, it doesn't just hurt the innocent people that they make their victims, but it also hurts the victims of guilty people who are freed because of the corrupt organization. Teachable moment. O.J. Simpson, if you haven't seen the interview, I urge you to go online, go to Fox, and watch the interview in its entirety. It is disgusting, but it is also enlightening. Anyway, this is Orlandis with I Am Orlandis, the podcast. Still wait for a tow truck. Thank you guys for listening.